Welcome to this podcast from Control Risks, the global specialist risk consultancy. I'm Federico Saleri, and in this episode, we'll cover the rising attacks by Islamist militants in the Sahel region of West Africa. We have published a series of in-depth reports on our risk monitoring toolkit core over the past few months, and I'm delighted to be joined by two of our regional analysts, Vincent Rouget and Olimata Soumaré. They joined me on the line from Bamako, the capital of Mali, which is also the country most affected by Islamist violence in the Sahel. I began with asking Vincent for his assessment of the situation.
Hi, Federico. Good morning. Yes, absolutely. The last few months in the Sahel have been rather bleak ones, especially for Mali and Burkina Faso. We've seen violence rise steadily in terms of the levels, the numbers of incidents, but also their scale, their sophistication. It seems like Islamist militants in the region have really grown, both in confidence and capabilities. Since about July and August, and there's been a series of particularly deadly attacks, some targeting military camps, both in Mali and Burkina Faso, some targeting civilian targets, and lastly, a week ago, a particularly striking one against a mining convoy in the east of Burkina. So the picture is not very positive at all, and there's a real sense among the regional actors and the international community of a lack of solutions to that crisis. Insecurity is really spiraling. The militant groups have momentum on their side, and on the other hand, while the regional forces are trying to step up military operations, there's a lack of coherence in their strategies and a feeling that those military operations are simply not achieving much on the ground.
What's the feeling, and how is this insecurity being perceived at a national level?
Hi, Federico. Thank you. So at the national level, what we're observing right now is first an increase of protest, especially in Mali. We've seen one just last Friday where international forces, in particular French forces, are facing increasing criticism about their presence in the country. And a similar incident, or at least similar protests, have also arisen in Burkina Faso, where populations, after large-scale attacks, have held anti-government protests. And I think that it's something that will happen again as we see these large attacks taking place across the region.
Olimata, where do we see these protests going?
I think that civil unrest is one of the many things that we've noticed with insecurity increasing. And in both Burkina Faso and Mali, you've had protests, anti-government protests, but also anti-Western forces protests. And what that means is that it could play a role in the long term on the national stability of these two countries. But what we're also seeing is that there's increasing discontent in terms of military forces. And so they could play a role in that civil unrest maybe in the next few months.
So if we go back to the militancy angle, have you identified hotspots in the region, and do we see this phenomenon spreading in the short term?
So in the region, the current hotspots are, of course, central Mali. It has become the epicenter of the crisis with a high number of attacks, but also a high number of casualties. There's also the region of Gao. And in Burkina Faso, most of the attacks are concentrated in northern Burkina Faso. But last week, what we've seen is also a regain of violence in eastern Burkina Faso. So it's centered around central Mali and northern Burkina Faso, and it could go towards the east for Burkina Faso.
And to build up on Ulimata's point, I think the concern in the region is that, you know, we've seen in the last year or two the hotspots of militancy really spreading and multiplying in the region, and there's real concerns that this trend will continue in 2020, and that there are, you know, recruitment efforts ongoing on the part of militants to try to create new cells. The region that is kind of south of Burkina Faso, bordering the coastal countries such as Ghana, Togo, Benin, is already being watched very closely as one of those potential new zones, new hotspots for militancy. On the Mali side, there's concerns mainly from the regions west such as Kai or Sikasso, where there's a number of mining sites, for example, that haven't so far been really affected by insecurity that the militants could spread that way. And then finally, as we've talked previously, there's a real sense now that for the first time that insecurity in rural areas is being felt at the national level. And we're in Bamako at the moment, and in that, this is a topic that is coming up in a lot of conversations we have with diplomats, private sector members, that they are feeling that now people are really realizing that there's a crisis in those countries. But also there's a combination of protests, as Ulimata mentioned, low morale in the military, and that could be quite a volatile cocktail for national stability.
Thank you, guys. We have reported on CORE the attack against the mining convoy the first week of November, which, if I remember correctly, is the deadliest attack targeting a business in the Sahel since 2013. I have two questions for you. The first, is the mining sector a specific target? And the second, if we are to combine this escalation of violence with the growing situation of unrest, how do you see foreign businesses reacting with regards to investments in the region?
Mining has not necessarily been the top priority of Islamist militants in terms of their target. If you look at the breakdown of attacks, the vast majority of attacks have been directed at security forces, government representatives, so that the main intent really is to undermine the state in those regions first and foremost. However, there's a number of places where actually mining companies are very much seen as an extension of the state, but also as representative of Western interests. And so they are also natural targets for militant groups. And this came particularly striking with the attack last week on a mining convoy in eastern Burkina. I think that's going to probably prompt a rethink for a lot of mining companies in the region about their security. For those that are already producing, we think there's a growing risk of further attacks, whether it's targeting convoys and on overland transit, whether it's actually targeting the sites themselves. But the real impact might be even more felt for those in the region that are starting mining operations, starting to consider exploring new permits they've just acquired. In those circumstances, it's a lot harder to put adequate security for teams of exploration teams that are going out far in the field to carry out those exploration, and we're expecting that side of mining activity to really slow down, particularly in Burkina Faso, in the next few years. So it probably means a shortfall or a clear slowdown in the pipeline of new projects coming into the region in the next few years.
That was Vincent Rouget, and on the line also Ulimata Soumaré. You'll be able to find more forward-looking analysis on the CORE platform and combine it with incident data for a full picture of the situation. If you're not a subscriber, you can find out more at our website, controlrisks.com/CORE. I'm Federico Saleri, and thank you all very much for listening to this podcast from Control Risks.